from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Family members of the man charged in the fire attack on Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado have been arrested by ICE. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said the wife and five children of Mohammed Sabri Salomon have been taken into custody to find out if they were involved in the attack.
If they had any knowledge of it or if they provided support to it.
They are being processed for expedited removal. Salomon is here illegally from Egypt. He faces federal and state charges after at least 12 people were hurt in Sunday's attack. Police say Salomon dressed as a gardener to get close to protesters when he used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails on the crowd. Elon Musk is sharing criticism of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. In a post on X today, Musk called the bill a disgusting abomination. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump already knew where Musk stood on the bill. The spending bill has also faced pushback from some Republicans, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. He said he's a no unless the bill is changed to cut down the deficit more. The Kremlin is dismissing the likelihood of a meeting between Presidents Trump, Putin, and Zelensky. According to a Kremlin spokesperson, it's unlikely that the trilateral meeting will take place in the near future. However, the spokesperson noted Putin is prepared for the meeting, but that it must result from agreements developed at the technical level and at the expert level. The comments follow a meeting between Ukrainian and Russian delegations in Turkey on Monday that ended with both sides agreeing to swap more prisoners. The Thunder and Pacers are gearing up for the NBA Finals. The two teams clash in Game 1 from Oklahoma City on Thursday evening. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led Oklahoma City to a five-game takedown of the Minnesota Timberwolves and earned Western Conference Finals MVP honors. Pascal Siakam took home East Finals MVP after spearheading the Pacers to a six-game victory over the New York Knicks, who responded today by firing their head coach, Tom Thibodeau. I'm Chris Caraggio.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The sky will stay mostly clear tonight. It will be pretty comfortable with lows in the mid to upper 50s. We'll have hazy sunshine tomorrow. We'll be very warm and a little more humid. Highs will reach the mid to upper 80s. And a clear sky tomorrow night. It will be warmer than recent nights, lows 60 to 65. Very warm into Thursday. A somewhat humid day with times of clouds and sun. Highs again into the mid to upper 80s. And mostly dry Friday. Might be an afternoon thunderstorm in a few spots with clouds and some sun. Highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now it's 69 in Hackensack, 67 in New Brunswick, 67 in Evesham. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.